from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Despite claims that a perceived warming of relations between the U.S. and Iran has left the U.S. ally Saudi Arabia feeling betrayed, there were no outward indications of a rift on Saturday as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi and other Gulf officials. Iran and Saudi Arabia have been at odds lately, and the Iran nuclear accord, which the U.S. helped negotiate, has now gone into effect. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir said, "I don't believe the United States is under any illusion as to what type of government Iran is." U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu that happened in Istanbul. The Syrian conflict, the war against the Islamic State, or Daesh as it's often called, topped the agenda of the talks. Later, Mr. Biden spoke with reporters.
"We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh."
Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. More common ground appeared to be found, with Mr. Biden acknowledging Turkey's stance toward the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, and Islamic State as equal threats. UN Security Council has departed Africa, considering its options to help quell political violence in Burundi. Council members had a disappointing meeting with President Pierre Nkurunziza Friday, in which he showed no sign of softening his rejection of an African Union peacekeeping force. Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people. This is VOA News. Approximately 200 refugees stormed the northern French port of Calais on Saturday, with about 50 of them boarding a ferry bound for Britain. Spokeswoman for the ferry operator said the migrants were unable to get into the vessel from an external deck because the staff locked the doors. She said some of the refugees left the boat voluntarily and that the rest would be removed by police by force if necessary. Incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 people in Calais in support of the migrants. Thousands of refugees fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East have been living in tents in a vast slum near Calais, dubbed the Jungle. They've been there for about 12 months. It is used as a stopover point before they try to cross the English Channel to Britain in hope of a better life. World Health Organization is warning that the health and well-being of an estimated 60 million people worldwide are likely to be affected by the El Nino weather phenomenon this year. Lisa Schlein, that is reporting now from WHO headquarters. That's in Geneva.
El Nino, which emerged toward the end of last year, is expected to peak this month and then begin to wind down through March and April. But the World Health Organization warns the health consequences will likely worsen as the full effects of El Nino are felt throughout 2016. El Nino is defined by unusually warm ocean temperatures in the central and eastern equatorial Pacific. It produces extreme drought and acute water shortages, as well as heavy rainfall and flooding in different parts of the world. People in the Horn of Africa, southern and eastern Africa, South Pacific, Central America, and South Asia will likely suffer most from these extreme weather conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Millions of people along the eastern coast of the United States will spend the next day or so shoveling driveways, sidewalks, digging out from one of the largest snowstorms on record. Up to 85 million people were in the storm's path. At least 9, sadly, have died from the storm. Snow tapered off overnight around Washington, where many areas near the Capitol received more than 60 centimeters of snow. Farther up the coast, the National Weather Service said New York's Central Park has recorded at least 64 centimeters of snow. In political news, Iowa's Des Moines Register newspaper, the largest one in the state that will cast the first votes in the U.S. presidential nominees on February the 1st, has endorsed two candidates for the Republican Party, Marco Rubio, for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.